This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water. Not all the farmland in Wisconsin is owned by Wisconsinites. It's not even all owned by Americans. In fact, there are a number of farms owned by foreign interests from places like Germany, Belgium, and Italy. That's according to data published by the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. Foreign ownership of land has shot up in Wisconsin and across the country. But as Bridget Bowden reports, enforcement of the federal and state laws that regulate foreign ownership of farmland is lax. And because of that, we probably don't know how much land is owned by foreign interests.
Foreign companies that own agricultural land in the United States are required by federal law to report it to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. But it's self-reported and rarely enforced, so the database of foreign landowners contains errors and omissions. For example, the records show 8,700 acres in Manitowoc County, valued at more than $19 million. The land was acquired by a Canadian company or person in 2014. But the space where the owner should be listed is blank. It doesn't say where the land is. So I went to Manitowoc County to see if I could find it. I've been driving around all afternoon looking for this land. There are almost a million acres in this county, and I haven't seen any Canadian flags or other signs that I might be looking at foreign-owned land. I thought someone in the county government might know where the land is, so I called the Register of Deeds.
Good morning, Register of Deeds. Kiel speaking.
Hi, I'm Bridget. I work for Wisconsin Public Radio, and I'm trying to track down a piece of land in the county. Without the owner's name or the location of the land, there wasn't much they could do for me.
If I just had a little bit, even an idea of where in the county it was, but because you don't have that idea, I mean, it's like a needle in the haystack for me looking.
She transferred me to the county planning and zoning office, and with the information that I had, they couldn't help me either. A few things could be happening here. Maybe the land was sold, and that wasn't reported to the USDA. Maybe there was a typo in the report. Maybe the land is broken up into multiple parcels. It's hard to know. And for Joe Maxwell, that's a problem.
We don't want to scare people, but the fact is their countryside is being bought up by foreign interests, and we don't even know who they are.
Maxwell is the executive director of the Organization for Competitive Markets, a nonprofit that focuses on antitrust and trade policy in agriculture. He says the problem with the record keeping is that it's hardly ever enforced.
Many people just don't do it. So while we have a database, it does not properly reflect the overall investment by foreign interests.
Between 2004 and 2010, the USDA issued 187 fines. Since 2011, there were only 10 fines, with none in the last 3 years. Maxwell says who controls our farmland could be a security issue, especially when countries like China, Russia, or Saudi Arabia purchase land here.
Food is as important to us as a society as is energy. So when food is controlled by others, it becomes a national security issue.
U.S. Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Debbie Stabenow of Michigan have sponsored a bill that would add the Secretary of Agriculture and the Secretary of Health and Human Services to the Committee on Foreign Investment. The bill hasn't yet received a hearing. Maxwell says the bill is a start, but he'd like to see more thorough records of foreign landowners first.
We would like real solid, tough, stronger punishment for failure to report.
And he'd like to see states regulate the amount of land that foreign interests can own. In Wisconsin, foreign individuals and companies can't own more than 640 acres of land, with some exceptions. But according to the data reported to the USDA, some may have more than that. Troy Schneider is an agricultural lawyer in Chilton.
I think that law was more designed for like big companies coming in to purchase land and kind of swallowing up, you know, all of our cheap land, you know, so, you know, relatively speaking.
A few years ago, there was an effort to get rid of the state law that limits acreage, but it didn't pass.
I think it's really interesting that the laws exist and are out there, but really not really followed, you know. It's almost like the 35-mile-an-hour zone on the back road, you know, where everybody drives 55 anyways.
In a way, he's right. The state law hasn't been enforced a single time, at least since 2004. In that same period of time, foreign land ownership increased by 500%, and there's no sign that it's slowing. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.